This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2118. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded December 23rd, Abkhazia, Algeria, Antarctica, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Cuba, Egypt, France, India, Italy, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Oklahoma, Romania, Russia, San Andres, UK, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. First, concerning Abkhazia, which may also be considered part of Georgia, as well as a separate radio country, from Ivan Ivanov, Observer in Bulgaria, about the 5-kilowatt transmitter in Sukhumi on 9534.8 variable. Lately, it's been broadcasting both in Abkhazian and in Russian, when it's relaying a Moscow station, Avto Radio. December 20th, he was hearing it from 1100 in Russian, but it was squeezed between two other stronger stations, 500 kilowatts each, China on 9540 and Iran on 9530. Then on November 23rd, he was listening earlier. At 0500, it was in Abkhazian, but in Russian at 0530 and 0900 until it went off at 0906. Also on December 23rd, he reports Russian at 0715 and 0730, and from 08 until 09. But it's interfered with by Wolverton and Ascension Island transmissions on 9535 between 0600 and 0800. On 6060, December 22nd at 0405, I had Arabic IDs and Indo-Quran from Algeria, but heavy co-channel interference from Radio Havana, Cuba with its humbuzz. Now, Algeria is scheduled at 04 to 06, southward from France toward the Algerian outback and the Sahel, in the protracted absence of registered imaginary shortwave broadcasts on other frequencies from inside Algeria. But something's always wrong at RHC. And how is Algeria supposed to know Cuba is there if it's not in HFCC? Now, into southern summer, LRA 36 Antarctica is still showing up on Wednesdays on 15475.98, reduced carrier upper sideband. On December 22nd, I heard an ID at 1502 via remote in Brazil, and Manuel Mendes says it went off at 1530. Maybe it's on Wednesdays only, not Saturdays. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Don Moore says in the UDXF forum, Dave Wright in Maryland reports a nightly two-way broadcast from Argentina's Marambio base in Antarctica on 6697 at 0300 UT. I'm not sure if they mean broadcast, strictly speaking, as in programming. Mike Cooper forwards a story from the Sydney Morning Herald of December 20th. ABC plans to boost Pacific presence. Next year, more than 7 years after its cable channel dedicated to the region was shuttered. Thus, we think they're referring to television. And later in the story, it does say this. ABC switched off its shortwave transmissions to remote parts of northern Australia and across the Pacific in January 2017, following a series of budget cuts and funding freezes. The move was strongly criticized by Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells, Minister for International Development and the Pacific in the Turnbull government. She said the decision by the ABC to shut down its shortwave radio services in the Pacific was a monumental mistake, displaying a lack of strategic perspective with poor departmental oversight. It left Pacific nations vulnerable during threatening climate events. Via John O'Wright and Wayne Bastow in the Australian Radio DX Club, this message from Al Curtin of the Northern Queensland shortwave and other stations, which he in turn got from TechSun Australia. Follow the Sydney to Hobart race via your radio. For the last 76 years, the Sydney to Hobart yacht race has been run on Boxing Day, December 26th, but not last year due to COVID. It will be recommencing this year, covering 628 nautical miles. Installation of an operational HF transceiver is mandatory for all vessels entered in the race. Well, it may start on Boxing Day, but it seems to me it cannot be completed in only one day. It goes on to give primary HF frequency 4483 USB, secondary 6516. A number of other frequencies are available for weather forecasts at certain local times daily, 4426, 8176, 12365, 16546, also 6507. Position reports are to be taken daily at these universal times on 4483 USB, 0835, 0935, and 1935. Thanks to a tip from Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil, I heard the mostly inactive Bolivian station Radio Pio XII back on the air December 19th at midnight 16, barely audible into Brazilian remotes, measured on exactly 5952.459, its signature split frequency. It was off the air by 0100. It had been inactive for months. The last time he or anyone reported it was April 20th, and that was also after a long absence. When it is on, it may put a heterodyne against WRMI 5950, as I also noticed when monitoring World of Radio. And note that this was on a local Saturday evening, perhaps the most likely day for it to be on the air. At least one DXer continues to monitor the new Brazilian shortwave station Radio Saturno on 6150. Manuel Mendez in Spain, December 19th from 0732, until eclipsed by Germany coming on at 0758, but it was very weak in Brazilian songs and Portuguese comments. He also heard another Belo Horizonte station, one of long-standing Radio Inconfidencia, on 15190, December 18th at 0916, with the program Estação Caipira. I sometimes hear a barely audible, slightly off-frequency carrier that's probably that just above 15190. I heard the inimitable Brazuguese style of Radio Havana, Cuba, December 17th at 2121 on 13680 undermodulated. This broadcast is supposed to be on 15370, but not there for Europe. I do recall 13680 used in seasons past, but it now has been scheduled at no time in this season, but there it was. Something's always wrong at RHC. They seem totally indecisive about whether to use 9700 or 6165 in English to North America any time between 02 and 0800, or sometimes whether to broadcast in Spanish instead. You never know from one night to the next which frequency will be in use, or neither. The first English broadcast of the day is supposed to be at 20-21 UT on 15140, but December 22nd it was in Spanish before and after that hour. NBC News has a new 25-minute audio video about Havana syndrome. You can find it by searching at NBCNews.com. It's about it going unsolved despite legal and financial fights. From Egypt, where something's always egregious, Radio Cairo continues attempting to broadcast in English at 21:15. We hear the signal, but it's just barely modulated or extremely distorted modulation, such as on December 17th, 18th, and 21st, before and after 22 UT. It's very slightly below 9899.6. Jeff White notified us that Radio for Peace International France, no relation to Costa Rica, in collaboration with Reporters Without Borders, is carrying out a campaign to broadcast a podcast for the week of December 20th to 26th via France, 500 kilowatts. It's to Iran and Afghanistan in the Dari language, including some music, as follows: 0230 to 03 on 7255 and 1630 to 17 UT on 11620. Only a few domestic shortwave transmitters left from All India Radio, but Ron Howard reports on his reception in California of AIR Jaipur 5040. December 19th, heard from 1142 past 1305. The transmitter has been fixed. The carrier had been heard at a decent level, but almost no modulation. But now it's back to normal audio level. Also to be heard from Jammu and Kashmir, 4950 AIR Srinagar, December 16th, on the air from 0120 until off at 0214. He says the usual consistent format, presumably the news, at 0125 to 0140, then Quran and solo chanting. Also heard December 17th, the next day, from 0128 until 0218, with the same format. He says Srinagar sunrise is at 02 and his local sunset at midnight 53. Wolfgang Büschel also checked these out via remote in Delhi on December 23rd. 5040.003 J4 heard at 1201. Srinagar on 4949.998. Quran at 1249. And another one, 4760, All India Radio Leh in Ladakh, 7 kilowatts at 1220. A tiny weak signal. There was a press report that some AIR medium wave frequencies were being shut down in a certain region, but also this via Mike Cooper. The government set up 116 new FM transmitters in various states across the country, so that seems to be the trend. Strangely enough here, no mention of DRM. Via the nearby remote receiver in Italy, I was still hearing the special Marconi anniversary broadcast on longwave 207 kHz from Villa Estense, AM Italia. I heard the SSS in Morse code. That was originally December 12th, but it was still going December 17th at 21:46. Via Rusty X, Konstantin Barsenkov in St. Petersburg in Deneb Radio DX forwards this info about the new low-power station in the Netherlands, Sunlight, on 5955. He heard it December 12th at 07:15. It began broadcasting 24/7 on December 4th with 75 watts. By December 25th, they plan to launch a new transmitter at 400 to 500 watts. The station is directly on the border of Belgium and the Netherlands, but a letter from Herbert Visser of the station says, the transmitter antenna are right at the Belgian border, but for sure 100% in the Netherlands. We've got nothing to do with Belgium. Manuel Mendez forwards info from another low-power Netherlands station, Radio Classic Sunday. Next transmission is to be Sunday, January 2nd at 08 UT. We may have to switch to a new frequency, 7405 instead of 6085. At least I think that's what they mean. But further about this from Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, based on HFCC registrations. It is transmitted via Radio Piepzender, 7405, 1 kilowatt from Zwolle, in Dutch, instead of 6185. However, 7445 is another possible frequency, as is 7425, both with 1 kilowatt. However, at certain hours, there's 250 kilowatts from Madagascar on 7445. Also registered in HFC is a frequency change for offshore music radio via Nijmegen in Holland, on the air between 06 and 24 UT with 1 kilowatt, 7280 rock power instead of 7220. Rodney Johnson compiles extensive loggings of newscasts from several stations, especially New Zealand. He says, I'm still waking up to RNZ. Over the last year, my young sons of 4 and 7 years old have made a ritual into hearing the bellbird every morning when they switch frequencies at 13 UT to 7390. The 7-year-old even writes letters to Vicky McKay occasionally, which she often reads over the air. This is the non-commercial, non-communist, non-capitalist, non-Christian, non-Cuban, non-Catholic, and non-corporate media magazine, World of Radio, number 2118. Also bringing you the equally non-website, worldofradio.com. We've received a number of contributions thanks to the holiday spirit, but I only acknowledge one each week. Thanks to Gerald T. Pollard in Raleigh, North Carolina, for a generous contribution for the winter solstice. A check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. A very active pirate lately, seemingly in Western North America, reported not only in the evenings, but I heard something on its characteristic frequency, December 18th at 1613, some barely audible music, 6919.978 AM. It's presumably Radio Pushka, P-U-S-H-K-A, which means rifle in Bulgarian, or more generically, gun in Russian. And yes, it does play Russian songs. 11840 is another North American pirate frequency from Station YHWH, the Antichrist pirate. However, it's been not reported lately. It had been rather active in the fall. If anyone would have heard it, Rick Barton in Arizona, but his last report was on November 20th, Saturday until off at 1811. I checked for it Saturday, December 18th at 1820, when there was no signal on 11840. His night frequency had been 7470 or 7475. So maybe Josiah is once again in hibernation. I could hardly believe it, but a major talk station in Oklahoma City, KTOK 1000, was almost dead air or very undermodulated during talk shows before and after the top of the hour, while news on the hour, locally originated, would be at normal modulation level. Someone's not paying attention in the control room. However, I cannot think of any show other than Hannity which would be better deserving of undermodulation. Oh, this was December 20th at 20 UT, a similar situation on the 19th around 18 UT. RadioInsight.com reports that 96.9 in Enid, really Oklahoma City, KQOB, is giving up its Alice format to become a simulcast of far-right talker KZLS Enid 1640 as of January 1st. Enid local DX news, which you're not going to hear, but I present as an example for elsewhere. There are sound and light shows at least three locations in Enid, broadcast on Part 15 very low power FM transmitters. I detail this in my reports. They are on 89.5, 94.9, and 95.1. I assume similar things are running all over the place for the holidays, but I never see any other reports of such local DX. Between 05 and 06 UT on 6145, there's a strong signal, and it's not Cuba. Rather, Romania is now scheduled in Romanian. I was listening to it December 23rd, 10 over 9. At 0550, it sure sounded like a string of commercials. R.I. Galbani, I assumed they were relaying a domestic program. It chopped off the air at 0557 without any interval signal. In the WORIO group, we've had an interesting thread about what is the most powerful medium wave station. From consulting engineer Ben Dawson, this filed under Russia. The question really has distinct aspects. One is actual transmitter output power. The other is transmitter power times antenna major lobe power gain. Since I know the USSR operated 1 megawatt transmitters into some of the Zarya antennas, Z-A-R-Y-A, and may have operated some with even higher transmitter power, those installations were arguably the highest power medium wave transmitting stations ever built. Although most of the Zaryas are no longer in use, some reportedly still are. And the long version of the Zarya antennas, 2.5 kilometers in length, had higher gain than any other medium wave antennas ever built. So far as I'm aware, the six-element sideways Yagis still in place in Saudi Arabia are really no higher gain than some conventional four- or six-element antennas, because they are lossy, and the parasitics of that type of antenna are difficult to optimize. A bad design, in my opinion. The highest gain conventional arrays of vertical monopoles were the 12-tower arrays at Dallas on 1190, originally KLIF, Detroit 1500, WJBK, and Richmond Hill, Ontario 1320, but they were designed primarily for suppression and were operated with 50 kilowatts or less total power output. The highest TPO transmitters I'm aware of are the USSR 2.5 megawatt units. Another point related to antenna gain is the RMS efficiency of an antenna. That is, the radius of a circle of the same area as the total pattern of a directional array. The highest RMS efficiency per kilowatt of any antenna in use in the Western Hemisphere is probably that of KFBK, Sacramento, California, 1530, an array with two Franklin elements, says Ben Dawson of Hatfield Dawson Consulting Engineering. In Rusty X, this about radio hooligans in Russia. The radio hooligan ban at night in the AM mode is 1600 to 3000 kHz. And in Russia, 2920 is for two-way radio transmissions on upper sideband, as are all these will mention, a large number of operators on the channel. 6660 is the so-called 3-6, the daytime calling channel of Russian pirates for two-way radio broadcasts. 10460 is a daily frequency of Russian pirates for traffic, all upper sideband. This about San Andres, the Colombian island in the Caribbean, which may be considered a separate radio country, from Don Moore in the Michigan ARE tip sheet. On the UDXF forum, Dave Wright in Maryland reports the Colombian Coast Guard on San Andres has a regular net with fishing vessels at 11 and 22 UT on 8210.5 kHz. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia confirms this. I've heard it in Pennsylvania, last winter at 11 UT on ID. EDXC recognizes San Andres as a distinct radio country. Wright also reports a Colombian Coast Guard net from Buenaventura on the Pacific coast at midnight 27 on 8250. Then Harold Frosian Mission went ahead and logged the San Andres station 8210.5 upper sideband tentatively December 15th from 2200 past 2208, starting with whistles at 2159. Many mentions of Colombia in two-way exchanges. This week I gave advance word of a number of holiday specials, many of which would be over by the time you hear this. I should also have mentioned one of my favorites on December 24th on the BBC World Service and others, Fonlac, Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. It's carried extensively in the U.S. on public radio stations for SQR starting at 15 UT on Xmas Eve. Available on the World of Radio Group and others is an extensive schedule of special holiday programming on shortwave compiled by Alan Rowe, including many BBC programs and WRMI. From the ARRL letter via Paul Dobusch, Michigan ARE tip sheet, and Scott Blix in the Minnesota DX Club, experimental station WI2XLQ will be on the air on 486 kHz AM for the Reginald Fessenden commemorative transmission. Brian Justin, WA1ZMS, is the licensee. He will transmit for 24 hours starting at 20 UT December 24th and a repeat starting at 20 UT on December 31st using a homebrew 1921-era MOPA exciter with Heising modulation, followed by a modern 500-watt linear amplifier. The transmission will be the same as in past years, two violin pieces that Fessenden claims to have played as one of the very first voice transmissions from his Brant Rock, Massachusetts Radio Lab site. While doubt remains that such a transmission ever took place, Fessenden did perform some crude voice transmissions over a few miles distance in early December near Washington, D.C., as a demonstration for the U.S. Navy, says Justin. So perhaps some credit is due to Fessenden for his efforts to transmit the human voice in an era of spark transmissions. Here's another Xmas special I ran across twice on the so-called 17-meter ham band, K8C on the Christmas Train, 18127 USB, December 16th at 1533, and 18131 USB, December 21st, about the same time, when he was pausing to offload some liquid. Read all about it at his QRZ.com page under K8C. BRMI had some transmitter problems. 15770 was off the air for a couple of days, but back on by the afternoon of December 20th. 9455 had been missing since December 2nd, but it too was back on the air by December 21st, not, however, carrying the programming as shown on the schedule. Bill Tilford of UBMP has produced a special New Year's Eve program, mostly in Spanish, called Noche Vieja Panamericana. It's on WRMI, UT January 1st from 02 until 03 on 5800 and 7780. There'll be greetings from a number of people, including yours truly. After some downtime, the English broadcasts of WEWN Alabama are back on the air, but very poor signals here, and I can only wonder if they're anywhere near full power. 9385 in the evenings into the night, and 15610 in the afternoons. Using a remote further away with better reception, 15610 at first had very distorted modulation, but later it was okay except for that squeal from WEWN. Two of the three frequencies of transmitter 1 at WWCR had been off the air for quite some time, but on December 23rd, UT, Ivo Ivanov found 3215 back on the air. It's between 02 and 12 UT, probably also 6115 from 22 until 02. Just as I'm recording this, I hear 6115 coming on the air. Something I enjoy doing around the shortest day of the year is a low noon medium wave band scan. That is, when the sun is lowest in the sky, allowing some sky wave to still happen in the middle of the day on medium wave. Find a quiet spot, perhaps in your car, and tune the band. I did this on December 17th and 18th. Details in my online reports. Not necessary to hear this, but I also noticed that 1130 KLEY in Wellington, Kansas, near here, has finally started modulated music again, after several weeks of nothing but dead air, day and night. That is, as of December 17th. The off-frequency medium wave stations really stand out Here's one from Terry Kruger in Florida. He says, thanks to Rob Keeney on the MWDX NRC FB group for identifying it. He was only hearing a big heterodyne with no usable audio on 1239.464 at 0803 UT, December 17th. It is WSQL in Brevard, North Carolina. The X-band station on 1660 in Marco Island, Florida, had been silenced since January, according to the NRC AM log, but it is being reported again sporadically. It carries the Catholic Network Relevant Radio. In the medium wave circle, Steve Witt says, as of December 20th, it seems to be operating normally during daylight hours, using, of course, remote receivers. Also hearing it through the power reduction currently at 2230. Skay in Kentucky reports a pirate on 1720 kilohertz, with AC/DC's Back in Black at 2202 UT, December 19th. He says it's very unusual to hear stuff in that neighborhood as far inland as I am. But Chris Smolinski of HF Underground says lots of pirate operates above the medium wave band. Another one is on 1735 Radiogenics. About Radio Tanzania Zanzibar 6015. Bruce Churchill in California says this evening, December 21st at 0335, Zanzibar is being heard from a West Iceland remote, also from Half Moon Bay, California, weaker through a southeast antenna. Announcers in Swahili, a very solid signal, not heard for some time. Maybe the transmitter has been fixed, tuned, or refurbished. Two nights before tuning that channel, all I could hear was CNR's China-Kazakh service from Urumqi. Ron Howard replies, good to learn they are being well heard again. They had some problems recently and were off the air for a while. Ron had first heard them again on November 28th, but not as strong as before. Time to listen is at sign-on 0330 before interference builds up at 0400, Romania in DRM. I've been hearing an annoying intruder in the broadcast band on 6114, something in radio teletype. Can anyone identify it? That interferes with stations on 6115, such as Radio Nikkei, Japan. I'm listening at 0732, but it's on the air much earlier as well. It might even be on the air when WWCR has resumed 6115 before 02. The teletype was missing on December 22nd, but back on the 23rd as early as 0525 when I tuned in. What could be the source? I checked logs in the UDXF IO group, searching on 6114, and found only one possibility, but it's probably unrelated, as it was almost 6 years ago, as heard in France. Russian Navy communications, apparently in upper sideband. RCV was on 7854, saying QSX, reply on 6114, and he logged another station doing just that on the 6th of March, 2016, at 1528, RIR 98. Another thing I like to do, and I can do it at home, in bed even, is making transatlantic, just barely audible medium wave carrier searches. At 9 kHz steps, tuned 1 kHz off, it's easy to detect carriers, but rarely any audio. For instance, December 22nd at 0409, I had two stations beating on 1584 kHz. Most likely, two 5 kilowatt units in Spain and or Ceuta, as all stations on that frequency in Europe and Africa and the Mideast are low-powered. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, geomagnetic field active December 28th, AN Canis is peaking at 15 and 4. Solar flux declining from 115 December 20th to a low of 80 on January 3rd and back up to 96 by January 13th. With seasonal greetings, Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2118, with a standard disclaimer.